بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. هذه القصيدة الرائعة جمع فيها الشيخ محمد أبو الحسن الكردي شروطا وآداب شروط وآداب حفظ القرآن وطرق مراجعته. This beautiful قصيدة by شيخ محمد أبو الحسن الكردي teaches us the conditions, the manners, and ways which will help one to memorize the Quran. There are conditions and manners and, let's say, a plan or a roadmap that will help one memorize the Quran. And when one memorizes the Quran, it will also help him stay or keep memorizing the Quran. And when one has the Quran with him, it will also help him respect or be a dignified person, a person who has to manner like a person who has the Quran. Because when you have the Quran in your chest, you have the nubuwa, the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in you. Thus, you have to behave according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching, according to the teachings of the Quran. He opened this beautiful qasida with Alhamdulillah alladhi aghnani. Alhamdulillah alladhi aghnani. Wa a'azzani bi tilawati al-Qur'ani. And praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who caused me, who enriched me with the Quran and who has dignified me with the Quran or by recitation or reciting the Quran. I mean, when you have the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has enriched you and you don't need anything because you have everything. If you're looking for dignity, dignity is in reciting the Quran. And then he says, ثم الصلاة على النبي المصطفى خير البرايا من بني عدنان. I'm not going to go throughout all the meanings of all the words, but I'm trying to, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, summarize the most important lessons he wants us to grasp throughout the qasida. And he says, مثلاته, then the prayer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his blessings, ala nabi al-Mustafa, may his blessings be upon the chosen prophet, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayr al-baraya, the best of the creatures of Allah, min bani Adnan, who is from the children of Adnan. Why we call him Banu Adnan? Because when you count the lineage of the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we stop at Adnan. We say Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Shayba. Shayba is Abdul Muttalib. Ibn Hashim, Hashim's name is Amr. Ibn Abdul Manaf, Abdul Manaf's name is Mughira. Ibn Qusay, Ibn Kilab, Ibn Murra, Ibn Ka'ab, Ibn Luwai, Ibn Ghalib, Ibn Fihr, Ibn Malik, Ibn Nadr, Ibn Kinana, Ibn Khuzayma, Ibn Mudrika, Ibn Ilyas, Ibn Mudar, Ibn Nizar, Ibn Ma'ad, Ibn Adnan. That's why he say from the children of Banu Adnan. He is from the children of Banu Adnan, but he is the best of the entire creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, Ya taliban subul al-najati wa raghiban hifz al-Qur'an bilahbatin wa tibani. O you who are seeking the path, the ways of safety. You want to be on the way of the savior or the safety. Meaning you are looking for safety. You want to be safe. Because the way of safety is the Quran. وَرَاقِبًا حِفْظَ الْقُرْآنِ بِلَهْبَةٍ وَتَفَانِي. You are losing your mind. Why? Because you really want to memorize the Quran. Say, إِنِّي أَسُوقٌ وَضِّحًا لَكَ خُطَّةً تَبْدُو كَمِثْلِ قَلَائِدِ الْعِقْيَانِ. Here, I am bringing to you a plan, which is very clear, that is as beautiful as the necklace of عقيان. عقيان is a type of, is a pure gold that comes out of the dust when you clean it from the dust and is very pure and beautiful. He says, the plan I'm giving you is a way more beautiful than that the necklace of that pure gold. He said, تَقْرَأْ بِهَا الْقُرْآنَ سَهْلًا لَيِّنًا تَنْجُو بِهَا مِنْ آفَةِ النِّسْيَانِ. With this plan, you will recite the Quran very easily. And with this plan, you will be saved. You will be saved from forgetting. Meaning with this plan, not only that you will have the Quran easily memorized, but you will not forget. If you respect the plan I'm giving you, what you have memorized, you will not forget what you have memorized. He say, أخلص لربك وادعوه ليثبتك ويزيل عنك وساوس الشيطان. First of all, أخلص لربك, have sincerity with Allah تبارك وتعالى. وادعوه, and make dua, ask him سبحانه وتعالى ليثبتك, so that he can give you firmity. So first thing is, when you recite, know that you are reciting the word of Allah, and you are doing this as an act of worship to please no one but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to gain the blessings of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, but not for people to know you memorize or for anyone to, not even for yourself to be happy that you memorize, but do it purely because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and because of the word of Allah, and you love Allah, you need to also, you have to prove it by loving his word. And if you love his word, you want to really know everything that is attributed to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Quran is the word of Allah. He said, أَخْلِصْ لِرَبِّكَ, have sincerity with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your Lord. وَدْعُوهُ, make dua, ask him لِيُثَبِّتِكَ, to grant you al-ithbat, al-firmity, al-thabat. وَيُزِيلِ عَنْكَ, and ask him to remove from you وَسَابِسَ الشَّيْطَانِ, the waswasa of shaitan, meaning the work of shaitan, which can, you know, sometimes make you forget or turn you away from reciting or reading the Quran. He wants you to read this book and that book, listen to this guy and that guy, while you leave the most important and the most essential here around you, that is the Quran. And Quran is easy because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ, we have made Quran easy to memorize, to remember, to understand. And then he said, وَدَعِ الذُّنُوبَ كَبِيرَهَا وَصَغِيرَهَا فَذَنْبُ يُطْفِي جَذْوَةَ الْأَذْهَانِ. So number one is to have ikhlas. Number two, to make dua. Number three, to stay away from sins, be they big or small, major or minor sins. Why? He said, فَذَنْبُ, sin, يُطْفِئُ جَذْوَةَ الْأَذْهَانِ, it turns off the fire. Jadwa is that firewood, the wood that is burning. The جَذْوَةُ الْأَذْهَانِ, meaning he means by here the fire of the intellect, meaning the intellect, your intellect which will grasp the Quran, that fire of the intellect which will grasp the Quran, meaning the smartness in the person that will help him memorize and grasp the Quran, that nur, that light in the intellect will be turned off by sin. So he say, stay away from sin when you want to memorize the Quran, be the sin major or minor. وَدَعِ الذُّنُوبَ كَبِيرَهَا وَصَغِيرَهَا فَذَنْبُ يُطْفِي جَذْوَةَ الْأَذْهَانِ. Number three, وَعَلَيْكَ بِالشَّيْخِ الْمُؤَيَّدِ بِالسَّنَدِ الْحَافِظِ الحافظ ثقة الكريم الداني. الزاهد الورع المضيء حاله بمكارم الأخلاق والإيمان. وعليك بشيخ يوني الشيخ المؤيد بالسند. No, the sheikh that is from Google. He has to be a sheikh that has a sanad. Sanad is a chain that he has the chain. He studied the Quran from a sheikh who studied the Quran, from the sheikh who studied the Quran, from a sheikh who studied the Quran, under a sheikh who studied the Quran, under the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning there should be a chain. The way Quran is recited has to be memorized from one who memorized, from one who memorized, and the chain has to go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Quran is not mere Arabic book. There is particular way of reciting it. If the person doesn't know that particular way, and one cannot know it without learning it from those who learn it, from those who learn it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, make sure you have a sheikh that has a sanad, al-hafid, a sheikh who memorized the Quran, al-thiqa, a sheikh who's a trustworthy, meaning he's not gonna make up ways of recitation of the Quran, al-kareem al-dani, meaning he was talking about qualified sheikh, a qualified teacher. Al-zahid al-wara', one who has zuhd of dunya. Al-wara', wara' is more than zuhd. Zuhd is to be ascetic, is the one who does not do anything that is haram. That's a zahid. But wara', al-wara', is the one who stay away from certain permissible things because he doesn't want to go beyond the impermissible things. Meaning, لا يكون المرء ورعا حتى يدع ما به ما ليس به بأس اتقاء ما به بأس. They say the person will not be a good ورع, a perfect believer until he stays away from things, certain things that are permissible. For those things to be a barrier for him from the things that are not permissible. Because if I stay away from permissible things, that means I will never go to the impermissible ones. But if I say that everything that is permissible, I'm going to do it, will be very easy for me to go to the other side. So that's what he says, the sheikh that has zuhd and wara, al-mudhi'ati haluhu, whose hal has light, has light, bi bakarim al-akhlaq, by the good characters, wal iman, and by iman. And he say, la tanqati an darsi shaykhika marratan. وَحَوَرْ مِنَ الْإِهْمَالِ وَالرَّوَغَانِ. Do never miss a class. Don't say today I'm lazy, you know, I'm tired. You know, he say, وَحَوَرْ مِنَ الْإِهْمَالِ وَالرَّوَغَانِ. Stay away, beware of ihmal, meaning to neglect. You know, don't make for yourself any excuse. Don't accept any excuse that will excuse you from going to class. لا تنقطع عن درس شيخك مرضا. He doesn't say twice or three times. He says even once. اذهب إليه ولو بحفظك آية فالوصل يروي غلة الظمآن. He said that the go to the sheikh, even if you are going to memorize only one ayah, because that connection is what will satisfy your thirst, meaning that you don't say that I went but I didn't memorize much, I only memorized one ayah, or even people who are there, they memorize three or four. He say even if you have to memorize one ayah, even that is what you can do, he say keep doing it. My father used to say in Wolof Otto, daw dank duko yeexal ñaka daw ko yeexal. He says that a car is not slow by running slow. It is only slow by not running. You know, so as long as you are running, you will arrive. You know, he say, عَقِبَ الصَّلَاةِ احْفَظْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَسْرٍ. He's giving us this is one of the keys of the, he told us things about our behavior, but now once we start, number one, we don't want to miss a class, you know. And number two, he say, عَقِبَ الصَّلَاةِ احْفَظْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَسْطُرٍ مَعَ كُلِّ فَرْضٍ لَا تَكُنْ بِالْوَانِ. He says, احْفَظْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَسْطُرٍ. Memorize three lines, عَقِبَ الصَّلَاةِ, after salah. مَعَ كُلِّ فَرْضٍ لَا تَكُنْ بِالْوَانِ. He say, try to memorize at least three lines after each salah prayer. We have five daily prayers. Every single prayer, after every single prayer, he says, memorize three lines of the Quran. He says, "Majmu'uha hiya 'ashratun ma'a khamsatin fi kulli yawmin basimin rayyani." If you do that, by the end of the day, you will have 15. Majmu'uha hiya 'ashratun, 10 ma'a khamsatin with 5, that is 15. You will have at least 15 lines every single day if you memorize three lines after each salah prayer. And then he say, "Majmu'uha fi sittatin ya sahibi 90 satran." Now, 90 satran wuddihat bi bayani. He says, if in 6 days you will have 90 lines, if you memorize three lines after each prayer, that will make it 15 a day, and that will make it 90 in 60 days. And then, fi sabi'il ayyami raji' ma madha لتثبت المحفوظ في رسخاني. He say, on the seventh day, don't memorize anything. He say, revise what you memorized in the 6 days, so that it will stay there, so that you will keep. So that is number one plan. Number one plan is to memorize what?
Three lines after it could be, it's equivalent to ayats.
Yeah, because that's another plan. This is one plan. This plan, he said three lines. Okay, three lines, because an ayah can be long and an ayah can be short. Sure. Here he's saying try to memorize three lines after each prayer. And during the day, by the end of the day, you have 15. By the end of the sixth day, you have 90. And the seventh day, he says, do not memorize anything, but raja, review, revise. You know, so that what you have memorized will stay there. Okay? Now, another one. He says, initiator, if you want, initiator fahfaw khamsa ayatin faqat fi kulli yawmin tayyibil arkad. If you want, memorize 5 ayat only every day. He said, if you want, he said, choose to memorize 5 ayat only every day. And he said, majmu'uha khamsuna ma mi'atin idhan fi kulli shahrin ya ulil husbani. He said, if you memorize 5 ayat every single day, the total of ayat you memorize at the end of the month will be 150 ayat. Majmu'aha, the total khamsuna ma'amiat is going to be 150. Idhan fi kulli sharin, every single month, ya ul husban, O you who can calculate, he say. He say, raji' wa karrir ma hafidhta bila malal waktubhu mashruhan bi ba'di ma'ani. Raji' revise, wa karrir repeat ma hafidhta, what you already memorized, bila malal, without what is malal? No, that's not malal. Meaning, don't get tired.
All of it is what?
Bultai? Khaddi. Talwa, bultai.
Bultai. Yeah, don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Yeah.
We are now
bored.
You know.
Don't get bored.
Yeah, something like that. Meaning that don't raji wa karri. Don't say that, I already know it. Or I already repeat it.
Don't estimate.
Yes. Raji wa karri ma hamilta bila malal. Waktubhu, and he say, write down what you already memorized. Mashruhan bi ba'di ma'ani, we explained with some of the meanings. Meaning, if you know, one of the things which help the memorizing stay is not only to revise it, to repeat it, but to also write it down and to write some of the meanings of the words. Try to understand the context and the meaning, the sharh. But bi-ba'di ma'ani, bi-ba'di ma'ani means don't exaggerate in understanding the meanings. Don't say, let me go to the extensive commentary of the Quran. Just try to understand bi-ba'di ma'ani, certain meanings of the ayat you have memorized. Okay, raji' ma' al-ashabi, revise with companions, meaning have classmates, classmates, with whom you revise. Fi waqtil liqa, whenever you meet with them, You say revise. ونصح للأخوات والإخوان. And, you know, advise your brothers, your sisters and your brothers also to do the same and work together. When we meet, instead of, you know, discussing nonsensical, you know, topics, we utilize those meetings, he says, to revise and to review what we know.
On plan two, seventh day is revising also, right?
Say it again.
You do the five ayats a day, on the seventh day is revision also, right?
Here he say, if you do five ayat every single day, five ayat every single day, because five ayat every single day may be less than
the three
lines after each prayer. Uh-huh. So you say that will make it 150 ayat every single month. And now he says, but whatever you are memorizing, whether it is that plan or this plan, raja, revise it. Wakarir, you know, repeat it. Ma hafiz bila malal, you know, what you have memorized, you know, bila malal, without tiredness, without being bored, without saying, no, I already did it. Waktubhu, you know, without laziness, yes. Waktubhu, write it down, mashruhan, explain bi ba'di ma'ani with some of the meanings. And he say, raji ma'al ashabi, revise with your classmates. Fi waqti liqa, whenever you meet with your friends, wannushil li akhwati wal ikhwan. He says, وَقِرَاءَةٌ فِي هَاتِفٍ لَوْ آيَةً خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْبُطْلَانِ وَالْهَذَيَانِ وَقِرَاءَةٌ reciting or reading the Qur'an فِي هَاتِفٍ in your phone لَوْ آيَةً even if it is one ayah خَيْرٌ is better مِنَ الْبُطْلَانِ وَالْهَذَيَانِ than spending your time in vain, you know, surfing here, checking here, what do they say, what happened in Gambia, in Senegal, in America, what did Trump say today? You know, it's important to know what the news. But don't exaggerate, you know. Don't take all your time watching the game. You know, he say, one eye you are using your phone to memorize is better than when. Meaning that don't. There's no excuse. Even if you cannot do the plan that I told you, still can even memorize a day at least something like that. And or these 3-5 ayat a day you can divide when you are going to work. You are on the train. You are. Driving, you put it on your radio, listening, and you know when you have a break or you know you can make time for it. As I love to cite quote Hamza Yusuf, he says when a person says I don't have time, he says that's the biggest lie because the only thing we have in life is time. That's the only thing. All our life is about time. There's nothing that we have but time. He says, وقرأ بوردك في قيامك بالدجا فالليل فيه لطائف المنان. You know, وقرأ بوردك, meaning your word here meaning the your daily ayat that you have memorized or the daily lines that you have memorized. He say, recite them at night when you are making tahajjud or when you're making nafila. When you are making your word of salah, recite your word of ayat. For example, every night I pray 4 rakat or I pray 8 rakat. Let me use the ayat I have memorized today to recite them or things that I have memorized recently, you know. And then you say, فَاللَّيْلُ فِيهِ لَطَائِفُ الْمَنَّانِ because there are symptoms of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the most generous at night. Meaning, when you are reciting them at night time, it will make it stay there because there are secrets that are particularly given to night time, and night is a night. في سائر الصلوات أيضا فقرأن واشكر لربك واسع السلطان. In all your prayers, also when you pray Dhuhr or Asr or Maghrib or Isha, don't say that Nas is the ayat, is the surah I'm most comfortable with. No. You say the things that you have just memorized, recite them in those prayers. So it will make you all practice, meaning practice what you are memorizing in your not only your nafila prayers but your regular fard obligatory prayers too. And he say, "Wanzur ila al-ayati." وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْآيَاتِ إِنَّمَا النَّظَرْ. They say إِنَّ النَّظَرْ, but that's not the bait, the way whoever copied. made a mistake because in the nadar, that doesn't give the wazn. Mutafa'ilun, mutafa'ilun, mutafa'ilun. It's a bahru kamil. Wanzuri ila al-ayati innama an-nadar. Aw innama an-nadar. Both will be correct. A'awnun li naqshi dhikri fil adhani. Wanzuri ila al-ayati. When you are memorizing, look at the ayat. For the looking at the ayat is a help to carve, li naqsh, to carve the Quran, the dhikr, the Quran, meaning Quran is one of the names of the Quran is dhikr. The Quran dhikr also is memory is what you are reminding of or what you are memorizing the Quran, or the reminder, because Quran is also a reminder. He says the fact that you are looking at the book, at the ayah when you are memorizing, it carves the Quran in the intellect. In the brain, in the mind, it makes you stay there in the heart. وَحْفَظْ فُؤَادَكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنَ الْهَوَى حَتَّى يَضِيءَ الْقَلْبُ بِالْقُرْآنِ. He say, guard your heart as much as you can from following the desire, and so that the heart can get the light of the Quran, can be illuminated by the Quran, because the Quran, the heart is either following the desire and get darkened, or, you know, following the Quran and get lit by the Quran, get the light of the Quran. He say, وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْمُتَشَابِهَاتِ فَإِنَّهَا عَوْنٌ لِحِفْظِ ذِكْرِ وَالتِّبْيَانِ إِنَّ التَّشَابُهَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ كَرَامَةٌ لِلْحَافِظِ الْمُتَدَبِّرِ الْيَقَظَانِ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْمُتَشَابِهَاتِ. المُتَشَابِهَاتِ, he says, meaning give special care to the mutashabihat, to the ayats and the passages of the Quran which look alike. You know, for example, in Surah Hud it says fa'atu bi ashri suwarim mithlihi. In Surah Yunus fa'atu bi suratim mithlihi. In Surah Al-Baqarah bi suratim mim mithlihi. You see, in Surah Yunus bi suratim mithlihi. But in Surah Al-Baqarah, there is min in between the two. Yeah. So you have passages that look alike in the Quran. He says, these are the passages you need to give more attention. Why? Because you can be reciting this ayah without even knowing, you can go to another surah because they look alike. This is, there's resemblances, you know? Mm-hmm. So like the imam who had problem with his wife, he came to the masjid, he started reciting Surah Al-Ma'un, he said, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. You see? So he jumped from Surah Al-Ma'un to Surah Al-Nas. Those you need to give, he says, more attention. So, and then he says, these tashabuhat, these resemblances, these passages that have resemblances, they themselves are part of the mu'jiz, of the miracles of the Qur'an. They are part of the miracles of the Quran. For you to understand it, you have to really understand the language and the context and the subject. You need to master the subject which the Quran discusses. Because Quran will tell you the story of Fir'aun and Musa in different places with different ways, with some differences. In every single story, he adds something here and that is not in there that you need to give attention. And those also, when you recite them, there will be resemblance, but in both in the recitation and in the meaning. And he said, وَإِذَا نَسِيتَ الْحِرَّ أَوْ كَثُرَ الْخَطَأَ أَوْ كَثُرَ الْخَطَأَ لَا تَيْأَسَنْ فَذَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. If you forget what you memorized, or you make a lot of mistake, he say, لَا تَيْأَسَنْ, don't be discouraged. فَذَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, this is from Shaitan. Shaitan is trying to discourage you. No, this is not for you. Stay away from you. Do something else.
So like sometimes you memorize a surah, mm-hmm. and then you're praying, and then you want to recite that surah in mm-hmm. in the rakah, mm-hmm. and then you make a mistake.
It's not a problem.
So that doesn't nullify.
Doesn't nullify the prayer at all. If you cannot continue, make ruku.
Okay.
You know, it does not nullify at all.
Okay.
وَإِذَا, but don't be imam doing that. When you are an imam, you want to make sure you recite what you already know. But if you pray by yourself, you can recite what you just memorized, because it helps you, be familiar with it. So he said, وَإِذَا نَسِيتَ الْحِظَ أَوْ كَثُرَ الْخَطَأَ لَا تَيْأَسَنْ. Don't be discouraged. فَذَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. وَإِذَا خَتَمْتَ فَرَاجِعًا فِي صَبْعَةٍ مُتَأَسِّيًا بِنَبِيِّكَ الْإِنسَانِ. If you are to finish the Quran, فَرَاجِعًا أَوْ فِي صَبْعَةٍ, revise, review the Quran, فِي صَبْعَةٍ, in 7 days. Here it may mean 2 things. If you memorize the Quran and you recite, you want to finish the Quran, and occasionally, he says, make it on 7 days. Meaning in 7 days. Make it on 7 days, in 7 days basis. Meaning every week, finish the Quran. Muta'assiyan bin nabiyyika al-insani. And you do that to what? To follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your prophet, who is the most perfect human beings. My father used to tell us this, Fami Ashwaq. Fami Ashwaq. Fami Ashwaq is, my mouth is the most loving, or the most, when you miss someone, how do you call it? A shauq. When you really want to see someone, that's shauq. And that love of want, and that want to be, to reside. Meaning my mouth is in the most perfect love of the Quran. Mm-hmm. But that these two words means that in Arabic, but it means something else. It means the way to recite the Quran, to finish the Quran in 7 days. Because the fa means Fatiha. The Fatiha, fa represents Fatiha. Meaning for me, Fatiha to Ma'idah, Suratul Ma'idah. On Saturday, for example, Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Ma'idah. On Sunday, Suratul Ma'idah, Suratul Yunus. On Monday, Suratul Yunus to Suratul Isra. On Tuesday, Suratul Isra to Suratul Shu'ara, the Shin, Shawq. On Wednesday, Suratul Shu'ara to Suratul Wasafat. Okay? On Thursday, Suratul Safat, Suratul Wasafat, Suratul Qaf. On Friday, Suratul Qaf, Suratul Nas. 7 days. Fami Ashwaq.
So for like beginners, people like...
No. The beginners, he gave you
something. You want to start from the short surahs and then you go up. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. But he is talking about the person who wants to finish the Quran on the regular basis. He's telling you, do it. Or the person who memorized. So he told you in the beginning how to do to memorize. Okay. Now you have finished the Quran. And you want to be revising the Quran all the times, so that not only you do it out of worship, but you do it also out of, revising, so that you will not forget. He says, do it this way. And he says, وَبْرَأْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ الْخَفِيِّ وَشَرِّهِ وَطْهَرْ مِنَ الْأَحْقَادِ وَالْأَضْغَانِ. He says, heal from the hidden shirk. Meaning, stay away from the hidden shirk. What is hidden shirk? The hidden shirk is what? Riyah, showing off. Because the Prophet ﷺ called it the shirk al-asghar, the small shirk. Because shirk is to associate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in your worship with something or someone else with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when I'm showing off, I'm doing that literally. Meaning I'm worshipping Allah. I'm not worshipping an idol with Allah, but I'm worshipping Allah. But the very worship I'm doing, I'm showing people that I am doing it. Mm. I want people to appreciate my voice when I recite the Quran. To see that I am the scholar, I am the hafil, I am the most beautiful voice reciter, Quran reciter, among the Quran reciters. He says that wabra heal min ash-shirk al-khabir. When he say heal, it means it's there. People have like different levels of degrees and degrees of that of showing off, but when you are healing something, that means that this is already there. He says, وَبْرَأْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ الْخَفِي وَشَرِّهِ, and it's evil. وَطْهَرْ مِنَ الْأَحْقَادِ وَالْأَضْغَانِ, purify yourself from hating and from all the heart's disease. لَا تَنْتَظِرْ أَبَدًا ثَنَاءً مِنْ أَحَدٍ, أو مأرباً إذ كل شيء فاني. He's talking here to all of the students whom he is giving advice, all of us, whether they are beginners or they have started to master certain surahs or they have mastered the entire Quran. He says, لا تنتظر. Do not expect, do not wait. أبداً, forever, as long as you are alive, do not wait what? ثناءً من أحد. Do not expect to praise or from anyone. Don't think that anyone has to praise you or you deserve a praise. Oh, but you, whenever you are reciting the Quran, no matter how beautiful your voice is, no matter how correct you are reciting, he said, do not expect thana from people. Aw ma'raban, don't expect also people to give you anything because you are reciting Quran. Idh kullu shay'in fani, everything you're seeing is ending. Ma'indakum yanfud, what is in you will perish, will wa ma'indallahi baq, and what is with Allah will stay. Sir khashi'an walbath thiyaban tayyiban. متطيباً بالطيب والريحان. سير خاشعاً. He said, when you walk in a state of humbleness, of you know, have خشوع, have تقوى of Allah تبارك وتعالى. والبس ثياباً طيباً. والبس, you know, have beautiful and clean, pure garments, because you have to behave like someone who has Quran, and we are someone who has Quran. You are a prince. You are a king. But a king that is humble, that is a servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is not arrogant, that is not showing off. But nobody shouldn't see you and want to give you money. When you have Quran, you have to be a dignified person. Everybody who sees you has to respect you because you have, as I stated in the beginning, you have the nubu'ah, you have the prophethood in your chest. Mutatayyiban bittayyib wa rayhan, and he says, have the most beautiful perfume. Like the perfume Abdul Salam gave me earlier, may Allah reward you. And he said, وَخُذِ السِّوَاكَ, have the tooth stick, meaning clean your mouth, be clean, is in the other. مَعَ الْقَرَنْفُلِ فِي فَمِكْ, you know, with قَرَنْفُل, قَرَنْفُل is قَرَنْفُل, yeah. What do you call it?
Clove.
Huh?
Clove.
No. What, say it again? قَرَنْفُل?
قَرَنْفُل, clove.
Yeah, clove.
It's a clove in English?
Clove.
Yeah, clove. It's it has very beautiful smell, and they put it on tea or on different things to drink. Qaranful. Qaranful is clove. Fi famik. Mutanadhifan li halawati al-iman, li halawati al-Quran. Meaning you have to be clean. Why? Because this mouth recites the Quran. Because of the sweetness of the Quran. You have the sweetness. You cannot have both sweetness of the Quran and a mouth that smells. It has to be smelling very beautifully. وَدَعِي الْقَبَائِحَ وَالرَّذَائِلَ وَالْمِرَاءَ لَا تَغْدُ فِي الْأَفْعَالِ كَالصِّبْيَانِ. Say, stay away from things that are ugly and things that are, you know, small, such as mira, meaning arguing. If you have the Quran, you cannot allow yourself to be seen somewhere that dignified people are not to be seen there. You don't want to be anywhere arguing because you have Quran. Someone who has Quran does not argue. You know, la taghdu fil af'ali kasibyan, he say, don't be when you are acting like children, meaning don't act childish. Once you have the Quran, you are an adult, even if you are a child. You are a big man, even if you think you're not. He say, وَدَعِي الْقِرَاءَةَ فِي مَكَانٍ سَيِّئٍ كَمَكَانِ أَهْلِ الْفِسْقِ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. And he say, do not recite the Quran in a bad place. And كَمَكَانِ أَهْلِ الْفِسْقِ, the makan of the people of fisq, وَالْعِسْيَانِ. Don't go in a gathering of Donald Trump and recite the Quran there. You know, or anywhere that Allah is being disobeyed, such as a bar or something like that. He say, don't be, when you are with the people of fisq, fisq is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who are, you know, in something that other than what Allah wants, he said, do not be there and recite the Quran.
You can do this in the church though, right?
Mm?
You can recite Quran in the church, right?
Of course, but for what purpose? It depends on what and why. If it's just for show, no.
Learning experience.
You know, if you want to present Quran to them, and there's nothing wrong, you know. And then he said, وَدَعِي التَّسَوُّلَ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَعِشْ بِهِ رَجُلًا كَرِيمَ الطَّبْعِ غَيْرَ جَبَانِ وَاسْتَغْنِ بِالْقُرْآنِ عَنْ دُنْيَا الْبَشَرِ ثُمَّ اسْتَعِنْ بِالْخَالِقِ الرَّحْمَانِ. وَدَعِي التَّسَوُّلَ, you know, do not ask do not ask bil Qur'ani, by Qur'an. Meaning, don't use Qur'an to ask people. وَعِشْ بِهِ رَجُلًا كَرِيمَ الطَّبِعِ غَيْرَ جَبَانِ. Be a person who is generous in his inner, in his inner out. غَيْرَ جَبَانِ. Meaning, when you have, when don't use Qur'an to ask people. Some people, there are people who...
You mean like beggars?
There are beggars who recite Qur'an when they're begging. But there are big beggars also who use the Qur'an to beg, you know. وَاسْتَغْنِ بِالْقُرْآنِ عَنْ دَنِيُّ الْبَشَرِ. He says, be enriched with the Qur'an and stay away from the dunya of people. You know, if you have the Qur'an, you don't need the dunya of anyone else. ثُمَّ اسْتَعِنْ and seek help بِالْخَالِقِ الرَّحْمَنِ from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. نَزَلَ الْقُرْآنُ لِتَعْمَلُوا قَوْمِي بِهِ لَمْ يَأْتِ لِلزِّينَاتِ وَالْأَحْزَانِ. He says, Quran has descended for you, my people, to act upon it. لَمْ يَأْتِ لِلزِّينَاتِ وَالْأَحْزَانِ. Quran didn't come only for marriages and for when sad news happen. There are people who does this as a job. They, whenever there is a marriage, they are invited to recite the Quran. Whenever someone passes, they are invited to recite the Quran so that people give them money or this. He says Quran was not revealed for that. It was revealed for greater cause. Of course, we can recite Quran in those places. We can recite Quran when a person dies to make dua for them. But he's saying that one doesn't have to have this as a job to just go to, you know, zina, to place of beauties or to events, weddings, or to places where someone has passed. He say, "Biya hamil al Qur'ani, O you who carry the Quran, O you who has the Quran with him, you the carrier of the Quran. Faqra wartaqi, recite wartaqi and ascend, meaning go up. Rattil." Recite as it is to be recited. For until mu'minur rabbani, you are the godly mu'min. You are the godly believer. Bal, you even more than that. Anta khairun nas, you are the best people. Qala al-Mustafa, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bi hadithihi al-marwi an Uthman, from his hadith that in this hadith that Uthman narrated from him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. You know, you are the best of you are those who recite the Quran in. Teaches it. And he also say the people of Quran are the people of God. He said Allah has his people from among the people. Inna lillahi ahlina. Ahlul Quran hum ahlullahi wa khassatuh. So they are, these are, you say, you, if you carry the Quran, whether you carry any part portion of the Quran, know that you are among the best of people. So don't let yourself down. Don't use it to ask people. Don't use it just for ceremonies. Don't use it for people to appreciate you. Don't use it for anything other than to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and to benefit the servants of Allah. And then he will say, closing the qasida by saying, Ya Rabbi afwan in as'atu fa innani. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness if I did make mistake. Fa innani abdun da'if, I am a weak servant. Ya ilahi fani wa la'in asabtu fa minka wahdak. If I was correct about what I've been saying, if I did any thing that was correct, for minka wahdak, it came from you, Khaliq, O my Creator, antal kareem wa wasi'ul ghufrani, for you are the generous and you are the one who has great ghufran. And he said, "Nawam al-forgiveness." Al-Qur'an is forgiveness. Nawam al-kalam Muhammad ibn Abi al-Hasan akrimhu ya al-fadl wal-ihsan wa rifaqahu fi majlis iqra wartaqi ighfir lahum bi shafa'ati al-Qur'ani wa kadhaka kull murattil wa muallim aghdiq alayhim ni'mat ar-ridwan. He's making dua for himself. His name is Muhammad ibn Abi al-Hasan and his companions and everyone that is reciting the Quran or teaching the Quran to people. He asks Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive all of us and grant to us the shafa'a, the intercession of the Quran, and to grant to all of us his ni'mah, his blessings, and his ridwan, his pleasure in this dunya and in akhirah. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us memorizing the Quran, both the letters of the Quran and the meaning of the Quran. We ask Him tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant us all the knowledge of the Quran, whether the inner or the outer knowledge of the Quran. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to benefit us by the Quran in this dunya and in akhirah, to make us among the people of the Quran, among the people of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to grant us to memorize it and grant it to all our children and all those whom we know and those whom we don't even know. And by the Quran, we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant tawfiq and strength and protection to all the believing men and women in this world, and to help us over our enemies in this dunya and in akhirah. Allahumma ja'alil Qur'ana lana fid dunya qarina. May Allah make Qur'an our companion in this dunya, wa fil qabri munisan, and our companion in the qabr, in the grave, wa fil qiyamati shafi'an, in our intercessor in the qiyamah, wa ala sirati nuran, in a light on sirat, wa ila al-jannati rafiqan, and our guide and companion to our guiding companion to Jannah, wa baynana wa bayna an-nar sitran wa hijaban, and may the Quran be the veil and the shield between us and the fire. Amin ya rabbal alamin, wa ila al-khayrati kulliha dalilan. May the Quran be the guide for all of us to every single goodness in this dunya and in the akhirah. Wa imaman bi fadlika wa judika wa karamika ya akramal akramin. May the Quran be our leader to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our leader in this dunya and in the akhirah. اللهم يسر لنا امورنا مع الراحه لقلوبنا وابداننا والسلامه والعافيه في ديننا ودنيانا صلى الله على سيدنا محمد واله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم على آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين ان شاء الله والله بارك الله لكم الله يتقبل الله يسلمك الله يخليك جزاك الله خير.